Triple exposure. A joke told by the February sun projects a triple image on the pane. Three outlines which become divergent take on traits I've seen before. The first shifts slightly, so I glimpse her face, not as I saw it last, waxed, chin propped by plastic on the hospice bed, but lit with that old mockery, her sly appraisal as a fag glows dangling from her mouth and she eyes her winning hand at 25, proffering her tumbler for the umpteenth time, always warning, sure, don't let it drown. The second comes to view, the outline harder as she sits, limbs steeled and held erect by 100 years and more of making do. Sardonic in repose, her lips will soften to recount the latest news of some relation. Small eyes grey with irony, even after cataracts have left her without sight. She never takes a drop, tells how once a sip of sherry robbed her of her breath. The last one waits until I notice her. I try to stop the details merging with my own, but cannot tell if those wry lips are hers or mine, or who should claim that stubborn curve of chin, the eyes that hide the hurt within their depth. She slips away, fades into the familiar as light changes once again, leaving a film of dust to blur the pain.